mean, how did you get the wagon? How did they pull the wagon?
Well, they pull back in with the shoulders. In other words, the hames come on back in and hook to your tracer back in, see. And they pulled it like they're pulling a plow or anything else.
Where's the single tree?
Well, the single tree would be on you. The back there, what we'd call a double tree. Well, a double tree would be a big old, oak plank or any kind of plank. You just make it so long.
Across the tongue?
Yeah, it comes all, on the back end, behind your mules. It'd go back there, you see, and you bore your hole middle ways through that double tree, and you'd have a big pin that goes all the way down through your tongue of your wagon, see. Well, on each end, well, you still bore your hole and put your single tree on each end.
I see.
Well, you got two mules pulling it. Well, it's a wide plank back in, that's what you call a double tree. In other words, you couldn't use them single, you'd have to use them double. And you'd have some chains, what they call a pull chains. You'd hook it through your double tree, or behind your double tree or single tree, and hook it back into your wagon on each side. Well, that show you one mule can't get way out there and out pull this other mule. Both of them got to stay together. Of course, unless he's a little faster mule, of course, if he's faster mule, he's going to outwalk him anyhow. Mm-hmm. But these pull chains back here, that's to hold that double tree back to where one mule can't get it whipped on the head of the other. It's pretty good outfit now, really.
Yes, you think about it, and I never thought about that. You get one mule faster than the other one, and they'd have to stay.
Well, now go back to your farming now, applying. If you got what we call a metal buster, you put a pair of mules to it where you're busting land, rolling your land up. Well, if you got a pair of mules right there and you got one slow mule, one old mule go way out there, ain't no way in the world for you to run that road straight because you can't hold that buster. Because that mule ahead is going to pull that buster one way or the other. But if you got a pair of mules that's going together, I ain't bragging at all, but I can lay off the road as pretty as Mr. Anybody in the world if I got a pair of mules or horses go together.
Does one mule kind of show the other one what to do? No,
they're pulled together.
They're
pulled together.
Uh-huh. How did you keep the wagon wheel from squeaking?
Well, greasy. They used to say what they call axle grease. It was this old black grease that come in small cans. Well, I believe I have bought it much as a half a gallon at a time. It's a big old bucket full. And, well, you can tell by the time your wagon wheel get greasy, well, your wheels go up on your hub, see, or your wagon. Well, you got a boat out here fastening it, make that wheel step on there. It's like you would a plug on your car, like if you're going to put your nuts back on your wheel of your car. Oh, but you ain't got but one to go on your wagon. You keep it tight. Well, if your wagon gets loose, you got to unloose it, catch hold of that wheel and pull that wheel back and give it a good grease. And with that grease,
take it off.
Yeah, well, let's get it back far enough that you can put your grease, you see, around your axle. Keep going.
I see. The spokes went into the hub?
It'd be an iron, in other words, an iron rim, just like a tie, you see.
Did the spokes go into the iron, or did they go into a
wood? No, they went into the wood.
I see.
And when they go in that wood, see, well, they'd have, just depending how far apart your wood go around that rim. Well, now, you'd have some way, a drill or something or other, drill your hole down through that orange. You stick your bolt down through that orange to screw it to your wood under here. Keep your rim, your spokes coming off of your rim.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, if your spokes got too damn dry, well, you just have to get you another wagon wheel because they're going to fall out of it if you didn't keep them dry.